And then...
Oh, my hands are freezing. It's so cold. It's so cold.
Oh, Thanksgiving is coming up, and I gotta work. And I work for the devil, and... There's so many people. I just hate that silly little thing. I'm thankful for this and I'm thankful for that. But I am. I can't help but be thankful for Big Fatty and Poodle McNoodle. Because you know what? No matter how bad my day is. And no matter how much I want to stay in bed. No matter how... Whatever. I've got 20 minutes of fun and love with Big Fatty and Poodle.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
No matter how bad my day is, and no matter how much I want to stay in bed with Big Fatty and Poodle.
Yes! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 3139 of the FO for Wednesday the 19th of February 2020, y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me.
A little show.
Y'all, I'm going to tell you about my day, and we're going to catch up on so-so questions. Big Fatty, we can just fast forward through this. Hello, freshness. Big Fatty, hi, everyone. I hope your hump day is going well. Y'all, you're freshness today because, why are you fresh? Oh, because y'all, Hortensia. Hortensia has been by the... villa, and along with her friend, I'm gonna call her, we'll call her Helen. That's, y'all, I think that's one of the stories I told about my mother. It was this lady that was at the memory care unit with her, and she would just go around and take care of things and fold up blankets, and she would come over and speak to you and all, and if you have any problems, you just come find me. And I, well, thank you, I appreciate that. Y'all, she was a resident. She didn't work there, but she acted like she did. And so one day I was in the little namaste room with my mother, and this woman walked in, and she says, "Oh, have you met Helen? This is Helen. This is my son." And the lady goes, "Hello. Yes, we've met several times." the lady's name was not Helen, but Hortensia and her assistant Helen, Big Fatty, you're just like the Hatterina.
This is the part where Poodle goes and eats some cake.
See y'all today, the 19th of February. Y'all, it's a very important celebration of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, you heard the old birthday boy at the beginning of today's little show. Big Fatty, some people may not recognize that voice. Well, it has been a while since he did the his little show. y'all, I've met this person once at the... Pride 48 in Lost Wages, and y'all, I believe Artie Croza is trying to work on him to get him to come to the Nolan's Pride 48. So Artie Croza, get on it. And he's just one of the sweetest people you'll ever meet, y'all. And he is the father of little Lexi and Lexi's brother or sister. I can't remember the other puppy dog's name off the top of my head. Big Fatty, you can't remember shit. But y'all, it's Timmy Sims. Oh, Big Fatty, we love Timmy Sims. It's true. And Timmy Sims loves us too. Big Fatty, he unsubscribed years ago. That's how he expresses his love. Well, I don't blame him. But y'all, I don't know if he's on the face space, but y'all, he is on the 20 from time to time. Not regularly, but Big Fatty, perhaps he needs some 20 fiber, could be. But y'all, if you see Timmy Sims on the 20 or the face space, wishing my happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, I hope he gets a big old piece of cake.
Happy birthday, happy, happy birthday to you.
I say truly, it was true. We're expecting lots of rain this week, and y'all, it's supposed to go down below freezing like Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night. So anyway, y'all don't have a whole lot to report to you. What did I do? Y'all, I was getting ready to think about fixing me a solid for my supper, and y'all, I get a message from Durwood. Everybody, it's free blooming onion at the Outback Steak Shack, and I said, okay. And so y'all, we went and had a lovely meal of complimentary bloomin' onion. Y'all, they do that during the NASCAR season. I don't remember who the driver is, but if he comes in the top 10, you get a free bloomin' onion on Monday night. And so we had that, and y'all, then I had the chopped blue cheese candied pecan solid, I had the prime rib and a baked potato, and Durwood got the prime rib and the broccoli, and he got the wedge solid, and y'all, when the girl came to the table, he said that he wanted the red solid, which is what I heard too. And the girl went, "You want the red solid?" He goes, "No, the wedge salad." And so, anyway, y'all, we got a kerfuffle out of it, but it was just lovely. I came home, y'all. Believe it or not, after eating half of that bloomin' onion, y'all, I was not gassy. Well, y'all, I watched some things on the TV machine, and had a little bit of trouble going to sleep, because y'all, it's in that temperature area in the mid to upper 50s to low 60s outside. So when I open the window, it needs to be a little cooler. So I'm looking forward to the cooler weather coming up. But y'all, slept like a baby once I went to sleep. Y'all, up at a decent time. I was awake just before 8 a.m. in the morning. And y'all got up and had my coffee and had a little snicker to go with that. And because y'all, too, I say Tuesday night, you know, I'm going to the wine dinner, so I'll tell y'all about that later. but y'all, I am happy to report that young Nicholas has confirmed that he had to switch his vacation week, but he has confirmed that he has done that, so he will be bringing his rusty trombone down to Nolens with this year. That's just vulgar. And then, of course, Hortensia, I got my shower and everything. Y'all, since it was raining, I did not get a nipple walk. I don't think there's going to be a lot of nipple walking this week, but got my shower, got dressed, Hortensia came by, and y'all, here I am now, recording the little show. Yes, Big Betty!
It's Kathy and Peter's So Question Month. It's Kathy and Peter's So-So Question Month. Come on, Big Fatty listeners, give us your crappy questions that Fatty can answer in his final year of the little show. And astound us with your mediocrity. It's Kathy and Peter's So-So Question Month. Get off your keisters and call in.
Yeah, gussie, y'all, that is Jay the Haunt Cub. Big Fatty, he fucked it up. Well, that's an old one. And, you know, we can't have nice things during a So-So Question Month. But, Jay, thank you so much for that totally original, never heard before, and terribly incorrect bumper. Y'all, I've got a couple of things here that I'm going to read to you. Y'all, you know, I couldn't find the Big Fatty, who knows, Midwest Matt's thing, social question, because I threw it away because it was a voice letter, and then I started reading the wrong voice letter the other day. But here it is. It says, hi, Big Daddy. Daddy! It's Midwest Matt, and I was just wondering if kind of a sell question. Big Fatty, he's fucking it up too. Or this is the translate. I guess you seem to have a lot of luck with the gentleman callers, and I wondered if you've ever had a completely unsatisfying sexual encounter with a gentleman caller. I think I remember once said, but that was a while ago. So I'm just curious because of my history with gentleman callers before Sean, of course, was one bad experience after them next, but you think I may have to have really good experiences. What? So just wondering if you've ever had a real clunker already. Talk to you later. Bye. Matt, first of all, thank you so much for the question. Always lovely to hear from you. And absolutely, a so-so question. Yes, Big Fatty, and the translation was worse than so-so. Well, it's true. Matt, there have been many unfulfilling. I remember, and this may be the one I talked about before. I called him Pinky. Big Fatty, you don't need to go any further than Pinky. I've got one here from Holly and Casey out there in the Denver. And it says, hey, BFO, we have a so-so question that may be an excellent question. Big Fatty, I'm sure between the two of them, they can make it so-so. Well, let's see. It says, we've heard on the little show a week or so ago that you were at the bar. Perhaps it was while at the Metropolis Entertainment Complex, which is at Metropolis AUG on the 20. And you said you had a makeout session with a younger gentleman. that did make us very curious. We just don't know you to be into the makeout. Do you enjoy the lip-to-lip facelips kissing with a gentleman caller, or was that an uncommon occurrence? Thank you for calling, Holly and Casey. The enormous voice. Big Fatty, you can say that again. The enormous voice. Yes, Big Fatty. First of all, Holly and Casey, thank you so much for the e-letter and the question. And thank you for the enormous little show, and I haven't heard. Are you coming down to Nolens? I think young Nicholas, Big Fatty. Well, you might as well try to hook him up with young Nicholas since it didn't work with Mike John out there in what do you call it, the Seattle's or the Gayish? Anyway, but. First of all, absolutely a so-so question. I can't believe that you have to even ask if I am interested in something with the gentleman callers. I do indeed enjoy. I refer to it as the rough kissing. Fatty, there go the Cheerios. And so, you know, I mean, if you're going to stick your tongue in my mouth, I'm going to gnaw on it and try to suck it out of your skull. Beep, Fatty, enough. Anyway, so there you go. Big Fatty, I can just imagine what Patty Bacon is thinking right now. Well, you know, speaking of Patty Bacon, you know, she did send in a so-so question, and I don't remember if I've read it or not, but I'm going to be looking for it right here, and I don't see it at the moment, but I'm still looking. You know, she sent in the so-so question and the number one fan and a short story. Big Fatty, and y'all, I don't see Patty Bacon's submission here. Big Fatty, just go ahead and use up the rest of the time on the little show. Let's just see here. I don't see it. There's something from Woodhaven and Phoenix Day and Brian. Y'all, I don't see it. So anyway, I'll have to try to find it later. But anyway, y'all, we do have another so-so question that has come into the e-letters. Y'all, and it's from Brian. Brian out there in Denver also. Brian, and he says, Brick Patty, why do you not wear underpants, Brian in Denver? Well, first of all, Brian, thank you so much for the participation. We'll get you a ribbon in the mail here soon. Absolutely a so-so question. You know, there are very few occasions that Big Fatty wears the underpants. Y'all, if I go to the dermatologist, you know, they like you to take off everything except your underpants. And y'all, I went one time and I didn't wear any underpants. So I learned that lesson the hard way. And y'all, I usually wear them also while I'm traveling. Just to reduce the road rage, not road rage, but it's the sitting all the time. You know, you get kind of it's not diaper rash. Big Fatty, that's what you wear when you wear your diaper. It's true. Anyway, I had the underpants on one of my trips to Hatlanta, and y'all, I'm going to tell you about that during Shark Week. You know, it's coming up here pretty soon, but Brian, absolutely a so-so question. I do not wear the underpants because I don't like them. I know like Casey in Denver, he's a hoarder. Big Fatty and Holly's just a whore. Well, that too. But I just don't like them. And I like the one less thing to take off. Big Fatty vulgar. But y'all, we'll have some more so-so questions. I've got about 100 more from Miss Bacon. And some more, what am I trying to say? Some more voice letters with so-so questions, too. But there, guys, y'all, we only got 10 days left here in February. Y'all, just a quick note, Terminally Single Tim, you know, he was the number one fan of the BFO in 2019. Y'all, he had a little high blood pressure scare while he was out in Las Wages. So, y'all, keep him in your thoughts. He is on the mend and working on diet and exercise and all that kind of stuff. And, y'all, I'm happy to say that the Hat Cave is on sale in Hatlanta. And there's that. We'll see. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard the birthday boy, Timmy Sims. And Timmy, just out of curiosity, what's on your mind here on your birthday?
No matter how bad my day is, and no matter how much I want to stay in bed with Big Fatty and Poodle.
Big Fatty, he should come down here and visit us in the villa.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.